I've entitled my homily this morning, Names in His Story. Names in His Story. Now, if you're at all familiar with the Bible, one of the things that you will discover are lists of names, particularly in the Old Testament. And maybe you've even tried to start to read the book of Genesis, and by the time you get to about chapter 5 or 6, you close it, because there are those first lists of names, most of which you can't pronounce. And then if you ever turn to the book of Numbers, you've maybe had the same experience. You get into about the second chapter, you say, I've had enough of this, list of names. And then, of course, today in the Gospel, another list. Thankfully, not as long. Thankfully, with names that are easier to pronounce and names that are familiar to us. The names of the 12 apostles. But here's one of the beautiful things about the scripture. Here's one of the beautiful things about our Catholic faith. Names really matter. Your name matters. My name matters. When people are baptized, the very thing that the parents are asked, first and foremost, what is the name of the child? What do you ask of God's church for this child whom we have just named? Baptism. And then the very next thing the priest or the deacon does is speaks to the child directly and says their name. And in saying their name, the priest or deacon then says, the church gladly welcomes you. Oh, names really matter. But how in a world like this we can take names for granted. How in a world like this we can diminish names. That's why two of the commandments are all about names. The first, how we name God, that God's name would be honored. And then that we would not in any way perjure the name of another person. That is, we would not give false testimony against their name. Names of two of the apostles are remembered today. Simon and Jude. Now, Jude is named in Luke, Acts, Matthew, and Mark. But in Matthew and Mark, he's called Thaddeus. And he isn't mentioned anywhere else in the Gospels except where the lists of all the apostles are named. Now, when it comes to Simon, we know a little bit more about him. He is a zealot. Who were the zealots? Well, they represented a form of extreme Jewish nationalism. They hated the Romans. They wanted the Romans out of Jerusalem as soon as possible. And they also were men who would say, don't pay taxes to Caesar, so that they would initiate tax revolts. But not only that, they were also terrorists. And not only would they seek to rain terror on the Romans, they would rain terror on their own Jewish citizens who were somehow cooperating with Rome. And indeed, it's largely due to the zealots that in the year 70 AD, the Romans said, we have had enough. The temple was destroyed, the city of Jerusalem was destroyed, and countless hundreds of thousands of people were killed. So here, this Simon was a zealot. At one time, he thought the way to move forward is with Jewish nationalism. And when it comes to Jude, well, we know about him. He's the saint of lost causes. And I can imagine at times Simon and Jude must have thought, following this Jesus, this is a lost cause. What's this getting us? How's this going to help establish a Jewish state? But then over time, spending time with the Master, seeing the way he was with people, seeing the way he touched souls, seeing the way he touched bodies, seeing the way he was so different from anyone else they had ever seen, they discovered something that is fundamental. Something that Paul speaks of in the reading from Ephesians that Jerry did this morning. And how this must have touched Simon's life, the Jewish nationalist. Oh, my identity is not primarily as a Jew. My identity is not primarily as an Israelite. I'm a citizen of another country, actually built on a foundation that somehow the work we're doing right now is fundamental to the success of this mission. And so when we think of these two men whose names don't mean a lot to us because we don't know much about them. You and I are called to affirm the significance of our name. And you and I are also called to recognize, well, yes, it's good to be a Canadian citizen. You are a Catholic first. Your Catholic faith is first and foremost, and you're a Canadian in relation to your Catholicism, not the other way around. And so often in a world like this, we get it wrong. I thought about this repeatedly. I'm reading a book on the Second World War at the moment. Do you know that both in the First and Second World War, it was baptized Christians on one side killing baptized Christians on the other side? Isn't that stunning and sickening? Why does that happen? Because in a world like this, nationalism is often given precedence over people's faith. But if we're to take to heart what we are called to be about, we understand that we are indeed an apostolic church, a church that is built on the foundation of the prophets. And as was true with Simon and Jude, so is true with us. We are called to fellowship with Jesus. We are called to be a community that is growing in compassion, a community that is growing in love, a community that is truly willing to be present to those who are possessed, are oppressed, and under the influence of those forces which are demonic. Because, beloved, in a world like this, it is only the name of Jesus that is the name of history. Because his story and his name are the only names and the only story that are eternal. And here's the thing. As we continue to live through the years of our earthly life, through this very precarious life, whatever our vocation may be, as a student, a homemaker, a professional, a laborer, a politician, or a priest, that we are more and more to see that our stories, your story, my name, your name, are joined to his name and to his story. One of my favorite authors, C.S. Lewis, put this beautifully in an essay he wrote called The Weight of Glory. And interestingly, he first gave this essay at a church in Oxford called St. Mary the Virgin, a church that 70 years earlier, John Henry Newman had been the Anglican pastor of before he converted to Catholicism. But from the very pulpit where John Henry Newman had preached one homily, one sermon after another, C.S. Lewis wrote these profound words. There are no ordinary people. You have never met a mere mortal. Nations, cultures, arts, civilizations, these are mortal, and their life is to ours like the life of a gnat. But it's immortals whom we joke with, work and marry, snub and exploit, immortal horrors or everlasting splendors. This does not mean that we are to be perpetually solemn. We must play. But our merriment must be of that kind, and is in fact the merriest kind, which exists between people who have, from the outset, taken each other seriously. No flippancy. No superiority, no presumption. Wow. In comparison to you and your name, the country of Canada is a gnat, says C.S. Lewis. Because this country is not eternal. But you are. I am. We are. And the more we understand this, the more we live with this kind of perspective, it will help us through COVID-19. It will help us through everything that is transient, everything that is temporary, everything that challenges us. Your name really matters because you were named in your baptism as a child of God, a member of his family. So I want to encourage you this morning, live life purposefully. Live your life well, infused by sanctifying grace of the Holy Spirit. And remember, as we will do on Sunday and Monday on All Saints and All Souls Day, that everything we do here below is to serve the end of the city that is above. Your name matters, as it's joined to his name, because your story is part of history.